I'm Colin. If you were to ask any actor what his or her worst nightmare would be, they'd almost certainly opt for something going wrong on stage. What follows illustrates this fear completely. That evening, in a performance he'd rather forget, actor Paul Greenwood managed to breathe new life into this familiar old play by forgetting every line of his part at the Barbican Theatre, London, on the 24th of July, 1984. Mr. Greenwood, playing one of the schoolmasters, single-handedly transformed an otherwise predictable show from high comedy to outright farce. Making his first entrance, he bounced confidently on stage and placed his golf bag on the table. It immediately slid off, signalling that the audience was in the presence of a master. After correctly delivering a few lines, perhaps to show what a dull evening it would be without his intervention, he began rummaging in his pockets so he could take a note, as the script demanded. His real problems began when his propelling pencil didn't have any lead, and then his pen didn't have any ink. He then realised that there was total silence on stage, while he should have been speaking. Now elegantly flustered, his face was suffused with the finest expression of blankness ever seen on the London stage. He launched into a bravura selection of original lines that would have come as a great surprise to the playwright, and did come as an even greater surprise to his fellow cast members. In Act Two, he managed to vary his performance by saying everybody else's lines. At one point, he turned to the audience and said, "I'm sorry, we'll have to stop, because I'm talking nonsense up here. You see, there was no lead in my pencil." When a colleague ad-libbed, "This has always been your problem," it brought the house down. By Act Three, the hapless actor was completely liberated from the plot. "Shall I start again?" he asked the by now enthralled audience. "Yes," they roared back, hoping no doubt to enjoy yet another original interpretation of the play. One theatre critic took the opportunity to review the prompter, who was such a feature of the evening, while the Times hailed the actor's achievement as memory loss on a grand scale.